everyone. Matthew Rattan here, the pastor at Westminster, and this is the latest episode of The Word at Westminster, our podcast. And it's really about small groups, because which we call Vine groups at the church. And these are starting up again under the direction of Hannah Kim in autumn of 2021. And I just want to have a little bit of a conversation, just real quick, with Jeff Walter, who's been involved with these small groups for a while. He also provides some leadership. And this is just a bit of background so you can like find, okay, what actually goes on, and what's something, maybe a benefit or two that someone else has experienced, and also maybe give you some food for thought to get you excited about it, or maybe kind of think about, maybe this is something for you. So, Jeff, thank you just for taking a few minutes just to do this with me, and just maybe you could introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been involved in small groups.
My name is Jeff Walter. I've been involved in small groups for 4 or 5 years now. I'm 60 years, I guess, if you count my kindergarten class. That was a pretty small group. It's been a number of years, and I found it to be very enjoyable and very beneficial.
So describe maybe like a typical week at a small group. So not only what happens, but like if you could share some details about the environment, that would be great to whoever's listening.
I find that small groups are really informal, and they're great people. Really, we make some great relationships with one another and become friends over a number of meetings. And we get a little deeper into the Bible. We talk about how we can apply Jesus' teaching to our lives. Every weekend, we get questions and additional background on the work week sermon topic. And then that's kind of our focus for that week. And we're invited to spend a little time thinking about those questions and discussing with one another the aspects of the teaching that can make us better Christians.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for that. But and a lot of people hear the weekly sermon, right? Like, and you know, hopefully they're following along with their Bible, thinking about insights that might be helpful. But what is something more that you get through a small group that maybe you can't get elsewhere? Could you share just a few words about that?
I really like the interaction, the different angles, the viewpoints that we share. You can hear a sermon and do some readings afterwards, but when you have 5 or 6 people talking about it, you get so many more insights. It's kind of like looking at a painting. Others see things sometimes that you don't see. And to be honest, it's a great way to learn. Small groups are fun sometimes, very thoughtful sometimes. We talk and we pray with and for one another. And it's really a great way to grow in faith and understanding your faith.
What has been the greatest benefit to you, to your own faith personally, having been a part of a small group?
I think I've learned so much getting deeper into the Bible and getting closer to God. I believe you said, Matthew, the more you get into the Bible, the more the Bible gets into you. And it's really true. Even the Bible says the closer you get to God, the closer he gets to you. It's really something. It is a fact. When you want to build a better relationship with Jesus, the small group studies have been a huge benefit to me and my faith.
Yeah, that's a great scripture verse. James 4:8, I think it is. You know, draw near to God, or some translations, come close to God and he will come close to you. What's an insight that came out of one of the sessions which has stuck with you for a long time?
One of the insights I think that has stuck with me and that I've used often is the teachings of Jesus offer the most hope for this world and its future. Now, that came from one of the studies that we worked on, came from the sermon topic. And I remember that quote. It's helped me realize that no matter how messy the world gets, and it certainly is interesting right now, Jesus told us how simple it was. He said, love God and love one another. And those words are truth, and they are peace, and they are love. It's so simple. It's so powerful. And it reminds me that God is in control.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate how you said that. Like, you know, sometimes things can get crazy and overwhelming and complicated, but Jesus makes things very clear to us. You know, love God, love one another. And there's so many things we think, okay, we have to be expert on everything and understand every issue and every controversy that comes along. But the Great Command really kind of brings it home for us. And knowing that, you know, God is in control when we feel out of control, which is such great good news, because we feel maybe out of control or more often than we would maybe like to admit. But all right, so thanks for taking some time to do this. Just last question for you. Some people are sitting on the fence about joining a small group. So what would you say to encourage them?
I'll take a few words from Nike. Just do it. I was very nervous at the time when I first started thinking about small groups, and the first meeting I attended, I was, you know, very trepidatious. But hey, good people, great discussions, excellent, real life-changing information. And honestly, it's one of the best decisions I think I've made in a very long time. So join in. Small groups are the way to go if you want to grow.